The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The RSA has announced price increases for a number of its services, including driver's licenses and NCT tests. And the learner permit, for instance, is going to go up by roughly 30%. A full NCT is going to increase by 10%. A driver's license will increase by 20%. An NCT retest will increase by roughly 30%. With us is Michael Healy-Ray, independent TD from Kerry. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity, Anton.
It is a pleasure, Michael. Your take on these increases. The RSA has said in a statement that it is to offset planned €18 million expenditure on public interest activities and government priorities. Have you any idea what that means?
Oh, I have, of course. It's keeping in line with what they have been doing for many years now, and that is imagining the campaigns that they're going to dream up of running, which I gave one day to your radio station, which was hundreds and hundreds of campaigns. And I actually had gone to great extremes to find out how much each campaign had cost. And the campaign companies must be delighted with them, and the public relations people, because they actually spend millions and millions of euros every year on campaigns. And I would rather see that money being spent on actual road safety projects. And I'm actually going to propose, first opportunity I get in the Dáil, that we actually should change the name of the RSA to the RWA. That would be the Robbing Workers Association, because all they seem to be is obsessed with money, trying to screw as much money as they possibly can out of hard-working motorists and lorry drivers, truck people on the road with vans. I mean, the whole situation that you go in today and you get a van or a lorry tested, you put up your certificates in the window, and the following day you're stopped at one of their checkpoints, you're pulled in, they give an hour going through your lorry or your van or your truck as if you were some type of a criminal, but you have received a passage the day before that you have a cert up in your window, you paid for it, you're legally entitled to be on the road, but they'll pull you in and act the heavy with you on the side of the road and detain you for maybe an hour on the side of the road, and you trying to go away delivering your load and doing your day's work. We're all interested in road safety, every one of us, and I'm so sorry to every person. And we recently had a very bad situation in Kerry where a lovely young boy lost his life on the road. And I always want to say that, because it's not as though I'm disregarding road safety. I am not. But I will always question the RWA, the Robbing Workers Association, for what they're doing to people that are travelling the roads. All they want is money, money, money.
Now, Michael,
and if I could hear them talking about saving lives and stop talking about taking money from people, I'd much rather attend them.
They will undoubtedly say that the road safety and the improvements to road safety hinges on what they describe as the four E's. So engineering, enforcement, evaluation and education, the last two of them being prime functions of the RSA. They have to gather the data, process the data, release the reports, guide the policy, and they have to put education programs, whether that be through advertising or whether that be through schools and outreach, and all of that costs money.
I've always said that every student doing their leaving cert, the day they come out of school, they should have their leaving cert in one hand and a full driver's license in the other. Obviously, road safety and the art of driving safely should be on the curriculum inside in schools. I believe it would be one of the most essential things that a young person should have is a full driver's license when they leave school. And it should be a part of what they learn in school and having manners on the road and trying to be good about driving. But at the same time, these people, all they seem to be interested in is campaigns, campaigns, campaigns. Why don't they allow some of the money to be actually spent on accident black spots? Why don't they make sensible suggestions to government instead of some of the nonsense that they go on with? And I hate being critical of any organisation, but when I see people failing in their job, if they were working in the private sector, they'd be sacked. Because our cars are getting safer and safer, our roads are getting better and better, and still more and more people are still being killed on our roads. And we have to start asking why. Look at where the people are dying. They're dying in the same places, unfortunately. Why don't we tackle those projects on the roads, make junctions safer? The minuscule amount of money we are giving to our local authorities for road safety works, be it high or low accident preventative measures, is minuscule in comparison to the amount of work we actually have to do. Do you ever hear the RSA saying that? No, you don't. All they want to do is have another campaign, campaign.
It is possible, Michael, that maybe that is what they are saying in their current statement, because their statement does say that this 18 million euro of expenditure, and I quote directly, is being spent on public interest activities and government priorities. That might include the kind of thing that you're talking about.
The only thing I hear them saying today is that they want more money from the motorists. They're not happy with the money they're getting. They want more. I'm telling you, they're like a money machine. It's just money, money, money. And for God's sake, is it any wonder that people want to see them being disbanded, broken up, put into a box and put away somewhere else and try something else when it comes to saving people's lives on our roads? And we definitely need to, it's like a blackboard. What's written on the blackboard isn't working. Rub it out and start again with new people, new ideas, new initiatives. And the first initiative you would do is start looking at the real causes why people are dying on our roads. And those people with their silly campaigns that actually achieve nothing. It's about time that somebody would actually call them out. And like, rather than politicians sitting back today and saying, oh, the RSA want more money for people to renew their licences, come out and say, no, that's wrong. Stop it. Give it up. And give up the money, money, money. And start doing the job you're supposed to be charged with. Like I say, if they were in the private sector, they would be sacked because they're failing in their job. They're not achieving the objectives they're supposed to do for people. They're more interested in the poor man driving a lorry and pulling him in and detaining him for an hour on the side of the road. They're more interested in.
The RSA themselves have said that the reason for this increase, and again, if we look at the increases, NCT retest going up from 28 to 40, full NCT from 55 to 60, learner permit going from 35 to 45, and a driver's license increasing from 55 to 65, all those euro prices, obviously. They've said it is because they need the expenditure on public interest activities and government priorities, whatever that is. But surely you could make an argument that says that there hasn't been a price hike for any of these services since 2012. And across that 12-year period, we have seen inflation go up hugely significantly. You would know it from the input cost of every business has gone up. Likewise, the price at every retailer has gone up. So surely they're not immune from that, Michael.
You could say that, but you're a very intelligent man. And you see one question you asked this morning. The statement that they made, twice now you're after saying it, whatever that means. Is there any chance they decode their language a little bit? And rather than speaking in gobbledygook, and trying to make it complicated, come out and actually explain exactly why. Because if an intelligent person like you that's on the radio every day is out to scratch your head and saying, they made a statement there, I really can't decode it. What are they actually saying? Would they not come along and speak plain English to us? Because we're plain people at the end of the day. And we'd like if people were increasing their costs, explain it to us in English. But they have an insatiable appetite for money. And if you look at the money that they spent, if your listeners could see the document that I gave into your newsroom and see the amount of money that they have spent on campaigns that nobody has actually ever heard of, like their own campaigns that actually don't make sense. If I thought they were saving lives, I would commend them and I thank them.
Well, but let me give you a case in point, though, Michael. Again, the RSA will say one of the big risks at the moment and one of the big at-risk groups is what they describe as vulnerable road users. So cyclists, pedestrians, etc. Most pedestrians who are killed on the road are killed not wearing high-vis vests. The RSA regularly runs campaigns to try to get people to wear high-vis vests. Surely that kind of thing is good campaigning.
If the RSA are so confident about their campaigns, right, I would make a suggestion. Send on a representative representing the RSA on your radio station with me an open challenge any time they like, with a little bit of time to debate the issues of road safety and the money that they are spending. I will quote on your radio station some of the monies that they have spent on names of campaigns that nobody has actually ever heard of. And when the public will hear what money they are going through, again, with their insatiable appetite for money, let us have an open debate in it. And I'm challenging them. And of course, with your good offices, if you will allow that debate, I'm ready, willing and able to take on the RSA any day of the week. And I will ask them, why are they standing on the side of the road looking at a lorry that came out yesterday and saying, well, we must go through this now like a dose of salt in case anything happened since yesterday. They behave in just completely wrong, and motorists are not happy with them. Because if they were, they'd be achieving their ultimate aim, which is to save lives. They're failing in that. They're a failure. They should be broken up. They should be disbanded. And we should look at road safety with a new blackboard starting in the new, because we all want to save lives. My goodness, the trauma, the upset that it puts on top of a house when some person gets killed. But again, the areas where they're being killed, nothing is being done about those actual locations. And what are the RSA saying about that? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Why don't we ever hear them talking about the simple, straightforward things that should be happening? For instance, changing our whole outlook on cutting hedges and all that sort of plain, ordinary work, taking water off the roads. No, they won't talk about anything like that because they can't engage a PR company to talk about it, because there's nothing they can spend hundreds or millions of euros on. So why don't they look at the real issues that are causing deaths in our roads? For some unknown reason, known only to themselves, all they want is campaigns and take money off of the motorists. And like I say, change their name, the Robbing Workers Association, okay, well, the RWA.
And again, your invitation to a debate is obviously made, and we will facilitate it if they decide in any way to take you up on that. Thank you very much, Michael Healy-Ray, 53106. If you want to get in touch, 087 1400 106. Now we'll give you a shot at the cash machine.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.